say if you have threatening weather, but those dark clouds begin to pull off and the sun starts shining through, what would you say is happening?
The sun is breaking through.
Breaking through. You ever hear people around here?
The sun is coming out.
Right.
That'd be more apt.
I see.
The sun is coming out.
Do people around here ever say it's fair and all?
Yes, I've heard that expression. Yeah. It's firing up.
Firing up. What about if you got a lot of rain in just a short period of time, maybe a couple of inches in just an hour? You'd say that you
had a downpour.
Right. Ever heard that called a gully washer?
Yes. Chunk floater.
What?
There are four expressions. A gully washer, a chunk floater. There are two others I might think of later.
A stump mover?
A clod crusher.
Clod crusher. What about a toad strangler?
Well, I've heard that expression.
All right. What would you call a storm that had a lot of rain and lightning in it?
Blustery weather.
Or say if it's raining,
it's very threatening, we would say it's very threatening this morning.
Yes, sir. What about if you were out in the rain, but you were just barely getting wet? Wasn't much rain at all to it.
It's a drizzle.
Okay.
Drizzling.
Yes. And sometimes when you're riding along, when you get to a low place in the road, you might get into this stuff you can hardly see through. Have to turn on your lights.
You mean in the roadside in front of you?
Well, it's just low-hanging clouds, you know.
Oh. Well, foggy.
Right. So you're going through a lot of...
It's foggy in this depression.
What if you went for several weeks without rain? You'd say you're having a...
We're having a dry drought.
A dry drought. Yeah. Is that the same as a dry spell?
Yeah.
Same thing. What would you say the wind's doing if it's been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger?
When the wind is picking up.
Mm-hmm. And if it's the opposite, if it's been strong.
Dying down.
Okay. And if you go outside and you have a light coating of white on the ground, these ice particles, you say you had a...
It is cold, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Doing cold weather? Oh, we had a frost.
Are some more severe than others?
A heavy frost.
Do people around here ever say a jack frost or a killing frost?
Yeah, we had a killing frost last night. Yeah, that's right. Killing frost.
Right. And somebody might say it got so cold last night that the lake...
Froze over.
Right. Okay. Man, if it gets much colder, the pond might...
Well... Well, you might say in the first instance it was so cold last night, there was sheet ice on the lake.
Right.
And then you might say if it gets much colder, it may freeze over.
Yes. When it does that, does it begin freezing from the edges?
Yes.
Right.
From the shoreline out.
Right.
There's always some agitation in the middle of the stream from waves, small waves, wind makes waves, you know, and... The water at the shoreline is more stable.
Right. Okay.
Less agitation. Right. And therefore it freezes quicker.
Right.
You know, it has been known for lakes to freeze over solid except in one spot where ducks came in. And they kept it from freezing by flapping their wings and keeping the water agitated.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
I've seen that happen. Lake Boulevard, yeah, only once or twice in my lifetime.
That's interesting.
But that is a fact. They had nature teaches them to agitate the water to keep it from freezing.
Yes.
Now they would fly in off of the big river, Mississippi River, and fly into Lake Boulevard, say, for instance, which is